Well, let me read you another one. Oh, that souls will sanctify themselves by this means. What she offers, again, she knows when you pray this, and she'll sanctify you. Look at the, you're in Romans. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It's just a couple pages to the right. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the last two verses. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Mary says that in this prayer to her, it's the fourth one on the 15 promises, the fourth promise is, oh, that souls will sanctify themselves by this. You know what it says in 1 Corinthians 1:30? But of him, that's of God, are you in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness, and what? Sanctification.
Right.
Mary says, you can sanctify yourself by praying to me. God says, Jesus Christ sanctifies you. What else? You might know John 17:17. Jesus says, sanctify them, Father, through thy truth. Thy word, Father, is truth. We're sanctified by wearing Jesus Christ and by the word of God, empowered by the Spirit of God, which makes our lives ever increasingly holy. So Mary, supposedly, omnisciently knows when we pray, and the more we pray, the more she sanctifies us. Well, here's another one. Because with Christ, this is continuing reading the Rosary. Because with Christ, she ransomed mankind. Well, we have to go back to Hebrews again, chapter 1. I mean, I'm just putting a column here. Hebrews 1, just look at it again. And if you haven't underlined that key word, I have it all underlined and highlighted in yellow in my Bible, but Hebrews 1:3 says this, when he had by himself purged our sins. Because with Christ she ransomed mankind from the power of Satan. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. This is what it says in Hebrews 2:14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself, this is Jesus Christ, likewise shared in the same, that through death he, Jesus Christ, might destroy him, that's the devil, who had the power of death, that is the devil. Now that's Jesus crushing Satan's head. It says in, remember the Genesis 3:15, it says, the serpent will bite your heel. And Jesus' heel was bitten. He was nailed. His feet were nailed. He was scourged. He was crowned with thorns. His side was pierced. So Satan was able to bite at his heel, but he was victorious over death and rose to life. But in the process, look at Hebrews 2:14, he destroyed Satan, him that had the power of death. Now, Mary said, because with Christ he ransomed mankind from the power of Satan. She did not. God says she did not. She needed to be ransomed. She didn't ransom anybody. Jesus redeemed us with the blood of his body. Mary, with the agonies of her heart. Now, where do they get that? At the cross, Jesus said, your heart will be pierced through as with a sword. Well, I'll tell you what, any mother here, let alone any father here and brother and sister, you watch someone you love get stretched out on a 75-pound log, and you listen as a sledgehammer drives big 9-inch spikes through their arms, and you watch them ride with pain, and then you watch them being dropped into a hole and have all their joints dislocated, and watch them gasping for air. And if you've got a shred of humanity in you, you will be pierced through too, and so would I. He was not saying that she was paying for our atonement. Again, Mary is not omniscient. She is not omnipresent. She is not omnipotent. She, rather, is just like us in need of a Savior. Well, here's another one of her promises. Those who are faithful and recite the Rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God. What did Juan Diego see? He saw a woman surrounded by golden beams of light. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11 and see who is the angel of light. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Because there's a common denominator with all the out-of-body stories from Betty Eady, from Joseph Smith with his Mormon stuff, and all of these cultic and occultic things always have this glowing light messenger that comes. 2 Corinthians 11 says this, verse 13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles or sent ones of Christ, messengers of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. What he's saying is, the primary realm of Satan's work is in the religious realm of deception. I don't think Satan is working in the flop houses and in the seedy bars dispensing alcohol. I mean, people just go that way themselves and the lust of the flesh take over. Where he's working is with the backward collar crowd. He is working there transforming himself as a minister of righteousness and says, you can earn your way to God or someone else's way. And right there, those who are faithful and recite the rosary over and over.